רבי יוסי חזן.
Good morning. We find ourselves in Chodesh Sivan, and every month there are different dimensions. Every month has a sign, every month has a shevet, and every month has a different Sidur Shem Avai. So I want to just back dumb it to the shir, two nekudas. Number one, what is the sign, the mazel of Chodesh Sivan? Tumim, twins, Gemini, it's called in English. Who is the shevet of Chodesh Sivan? So we know, could say that Rizal, according to Tadgolim, Nisan is Yehuda, Ir is Yisachar, and Kumto is that Sivan is Zvul, right? Or it's, I think, Poshut, that if you understand the Indian of Zvul, and you understand why it's Gemini, why it's Tumen. Because although the Chodesh and the Siach is to Zvul, or in the Idach, we know that when was Leon this Aber with Yisachar, no, it's a pasuk in Chumash. Vayelech Reuven he makes tzir chitim, vayitzu d'doyim basoda, gave it to Leah, right? And they had the whole exchange Yankov, and from that zivig, Yisachar was born. When did this happen? The pasuk says we make tzir chitim. When is we make tzir chitim? Says the Alshich, says the Bnei Yisachar and Agur and the Kala, the Chum Soifer midilei, but it's the Medrash that tzir chitim refers to Chag HaShavuos. And therefore, says the Chum Sofer, that since Yisachar was created when Chag HaShavuos Man Matan Teira, therefore he became the Shevet that symbolized the Amud HaTeira. And the Medrash, in Medrash Talpias, it says that's one of the reasons for the Minig Yisrael, which is Nofutz, the Arbi Kilis Kadeshis Yisrael, that on Shavuos they put Sheshanim, they put flowers all over the Shul. Why? Because the whole Indian that Leah found Yankov was through the Dudoyim, and the Dudoyim of Kamashita is the form of Shoshanim. And therefore it became a custom of bedecking the shoals with flowers on Chag HaShavuos. Oibazoi, I see that although on one hand, Chodesh Sivan, which is the Siachas to Zvulun, but it's also the month of the creation of Yisachar. So if I understand that Yisachar and Zvulun are twins, they're one. You can't have one without the other. Asher al kein, I understand why the mazel of Maila is the mazel of Tumah. And what is the tzidur shem avaya of the month of Sivan? Everyone knows. Pasuk says in Parshas Pekudei, Yedesav ulitzela hamishkan hashenis. Right? Yud vav kk. What in the world does this bring out? So the vision of Rebbe David Yisrael and count every year Kosuch. This pasuk is mechaber two psukim, one dealing with the sad hadorim of the krushim of the mishkan, which now ulatzela mishkan hasheni. That's the sad hatzofim. What is dorim and tzofim? So you're immediately reminded of the gemara in Baba Basra. Harois laachgim yadrim. If you want to get wisdom, sagacity, turn a bit to the south, which is the sad hayamin, if you're facing that way, right? And harois laachshir yatzmit. And the simon is the menorah was in Dorim, and the shulchan, which represents bread, which even in English is colloquially used for gel, for shefa, for parnosa, is on the other side. So I see even the tzirur shem avaya of the month of Sivan has this connection between Dorim and Tzofin, menorah and the shulchan. Which, by the way, the Am Yisrael says, those who love gematrias here, Chochma Oisha Vekoved is Gimatria Yemin Smil Emtza, which is Gimatria Shemayim Voritz. The connection of the spiritual and the physical, all different sides. And the fees that you understand why the Chag HaShavuos is uniquely, we bring up a korban of Shnei Lechem, Shnei Lechem, right? We say the pasuk says, Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem, which is Rosh HaTevis, my friend, Lechem, right? Because there's two types of Lechem. There's a Lechem Gashmi, and there's physical sustenance, and it represents Torah l'chulachmu b'lachmi. Interessant. Tzofin Dorin, says the Avos Yisrael, is gimatria mincha chadosh al Hashem, which is the two types of lechem. And therefore we know that Sivan, with a long nun being 700, is gimatria 776, which is two times shulchan. We know in Chazal, l'echel adam zeichel l'shtei shulchanus. Adir of Torah Gdula Makim Echad, two times Shulchan is Gimatria 7, which is also Gimatria Chag HaTzeres. And now I understand why the Gemara says in Psochim, which is always funny. You think about it. The Gemara says, Akol, everyone is Moida, that Peshvuah, Batzeres, Be'ina Nami Lochem. The Chura Fakeret, if Shvuah is the Yomtev of Torah, she'd be sitting Gemim Velayla learning. Oh, but it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, the Kedusharim speaks about this, the Merinoyim speaks about it, all the Sfarim, the Beis Ofter brings the Shem, the Chido, Fakeret, on Shavuos, the month of Sivan, you have this Eschabros of Emein Kemach, Ein Torah, Emein Torah, Emein Kemach, Ulehoyer, the Merinoyim famously says, Kemach plus Torah, Emakoyel is Gimachi Azers. The whole idea is being Mechaber, Menorah and Shulchan, Tzofen and Dorim, etc., etc. Which is the opposite. Where did they come from, Sinai to Sinai? From Rephidim. What happened in Rephidim? Sharafu what? Midivrei Torah? Yideim. It doesn't say their mind, their heart. Yideim. It's not true that Jews always learn. They talk with their hands. But by MS, you talk your brain with your hope, or your heart, or whatever. Which Yideim. So it's our Rebbe. It says in Sfarim HaKadoshim, also the Inn of Hachzokas HaTorah. When Yidin decide to be machzik Torah, then you come to Har Sinai. The Hoyer, just Derech Agav, I worked this on my own, I never make gimatrias myself, but it just blaring in front of me, Zvulun and Yisachar, Ima Oysias is Taka Gimatria, Oyrech Yamin, Oysha Vakovi, which also is Gimatria, Igla Tilsa, that's where Rav Yosef had Igla Tilsa in Shavuos, which is Gimatria, Mar Piloshin, Etz Chaim, which is Gimatria, Yishulay Simcha, which is Gimatria, Ve'eyash Ashrum Kogan. Point number one, Bagdoma. For those of you who remember this, right? That I see that Atzeres, Shavuos, the month of Sivan, the month of twins, is the Eschabrus of Yisachar in Zvulun in being machzik to you. So I thought to myself before I begin the shir, everything is like a midah, everything is obviously merumas in the parsha of the week. So I'll just throw you out a bunch of midrashim, which are seemingly like, what in the world they got to do with Baloischas and Neiris, says the Medrash, one Medrash, Zesha Amarakosov, Yiros Hashem Kedoshov, Kein Machzul Yirei. What are they going to do anything? Another part, Azoyer HaKadosh opens up Pasach, Ashrei Ha'od, Yoidi Struah. What is blowing Shofar? I got Rosh Hashanah to do with Sivan. Another Medrash, Hadol Dixiv, Shlach Lach Mechal, Pnei Amoy. Another Pasach, another Medrash, Zesha Amarakosov, Hashem Chaf, Itaman Titkoi, Yakil Teir of Yad. So instead of all these interesting midrashim, which seemingly have no connection to the heck, everyone knows the most famous Rashi, I think, it said in Sforim, that this is the most famous Rashi, which more Mepharshim dealt with this Rashi. Vayaskin Aaron, lahagid shivchosi shel Aaron, shaloi shino. And as the Ramban says, that Aaron Akoyin, every day of his life, he was madlik d'menoyu, which everyone asks, what's the rebusis, the pshita, kahanam u'moysu nefesh to do the avoid, which is Aaron kahanam rabba. Amongst the thousands and billions of Ein Sof Perushim, by asking Aaron, the famous Chum Sofer, I often quote this to people. The Pasuk says, when will they maktir the Torahs? Balois Aaron as a Neiris ben Arbayim yaktireno. The Torahs was done, was performed, b'shas atovas haNeiris. And we know from various sources in the Gemara, in Yuma, the Torahs was a school for what? Ashiris. So the Chura, Yiddishkeit, the Welt says, Dvar Teure Moi is coined, Yidden Davam Geltich. On Gelt, Yeshiva is coined, nothing could work. So the Chura, Aaron, once in his life, go and be Makhtar the Teures. Everyone was fighting for Teures. Chadoshim the Teures, Bo Vafisu, right? Once in his life, bring a bit of Parnosa in the world. Says the Satmar Rebbe, I'm going to take a vote. The Just Yontif says, says in Pasuk, Balois Aaron, as a neighbor, is better by. When Aaron HaKoyen was Mavlik de Menoira, he had to have in mind that it's not only Madlik the Menoira, but it's Mavlik the Oir, the radiance, the luminosity of the Menoira should shine to the Shulchan. The Kavona of the Shulchan to be Mashpia, Lechem, to call Parnosa, to call Yisrael, also had to come from the Menoira. I know, there's a famous story. I'm expecting. It's a classic story. Everyone who ever learned in Yeshiva will have heard it. Reb Zalman Sirotskin, in the Sefer Day of Adiba, brings that his Shver, Reb Lezer Gordon, who was the first Rosh Yeshiva in Telz. He was an Eidim by a Gvir, his name. No, it's his Edom. His Shver. Nevis or something. I can't. Vesach. Yeah, that's what happens in the. Oh, whatever. What? His Shver. Was Mefarlakiminig. Whatever. When he got married, he was gave him kest, and he was sitting in Alatir of Alavoida, free from any Daigas Haparnos. And the Galgo Haparnosa changed, and it was they were living in a very Shver Zeiten. So the Shviger, as Shvigers often do, told her husband, you know, Ad Mosai, are we going to support this couple? Like, you know? And he had various offers of Rabbonus, and the Shver refused to let him go, and he said to his wife, right? Who said we're supporting him after he's supporting us? But on and on and on. Until it was this, and he was offered, Shluchim came to him to offer him the Rabbanus of Slabotka, which was a Chshuva B'Yosir. And a Rabbanus in Slabotka, Mamish, like, and there's such difficult times, he couldn't say no, and he went to his Edim, and Rav Lezer Gordon was a respectable person, if they, Chasho, I don't. And he agreed to take on the Rabbonus. The day he was packing his bags and left the Slabotka, Nebuchadnezzar had a Shavach Chayim L'chol Chay. He left this world, but even Pisayim, he was like not on the cards. Suddenly, passed away. And by the Levaya, his wife was crying, I pushed murdered my husband. If only I would have listened to him and realized who's supporting who. The Chayim is a famous Maaser. Recently, there was a fellow went to one of the Ger Rebbe's. And he wanted to make a Yisachar's vulnerable relationship, and he told him to go to the Bialy Rebbe. He found the Benyamin Gurman, from America, wealthy guy, Akitzer, and they both passed away at the same time. The Levaya was the same day in Israel. And they realized that you never know in life who's supporting who. You know, people think they're supporting Torah. I'll tell you a secret. The Chofetz Chaim titled Eitz Chaim Hila Machzikim Bo. You don't support Torah. Torah supports you. Right? But then you are supporting the Eitz Chaim, undear Torah with, no, Torah, the Eivish, the Oisphere. Right? Shaila is, are you going to be Machzik Torah, or the opportunity will be given over to somebody else? Could I be, political, or I don't know, offend anyone? You know, there's a shir taking place in Machziki Adas. Come on, Ziki Adas. Right? So I reminded myself that Derech HaTachlus, there is a Yalkut Gershuni on the Pasuk, which says, Vayakam Avram Vayishtachu Livnei Amoretz Livnei Ches. So what's Pshat? It says, Maisa, once upon a time, a Gvir, a wealthy man, who was a Kamsin also, a Tzarayan, Kederach Hashirim, and Kederach Hashirim, they also have Chutzpah also, that comes with whatever comes with the Yelp. So he went to the Chutzpah, and he had the Kublan, he had a Taina that he was talking to one of the Bachram and learning, and he said, this Bachavraman, he's a Bachar on a Ches. You take the Ches out of the word Bachar, what's Bleitman? Bachar, Bar. He's a poor. So the Chesayfer Fashtetzach understood the Vemet Hatzitan, said, a Bachar on a Ches, he's a Gefährlich, he's not a Tamil Chokh. Aber about a boss on a ches is a mazik. For Raya, he's supposed to be a machzik Torah. And when he's a tzarayin or a gitnish, so from a machzik Torah, he becomes a mazik of Torah. And that's far worse. Says the Yalkut HaGershuni, based on this story. Right? It's a derech hatachlus, but it's a, right? Vayishtach l'avram l'ameh ha'oretz, v'yikub this avram avilus b'chabed ha'oretz. The answer is they were b'nei ches, they had the ches in them. So at least they were machzikei ha-Torah, not mazikei ha-Torah. And the Emes, I'm saying not exactly, the Welt says that even the Sichas Chulon Shalim Lechachomim, you have to learn. Be'ikir nigeya b'zman hazeh, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that's how the ches, be'ikir zeh the Meshicha. So one is good. The Gemara says, v'la yoytze v'la bo ein sholim, my v'la yoytze v'la bo ein sholim, or b'rav, says the Gemara, right? Afilu tamidei chachamim shekasa b'em sholom tamidei chachamim mar b'em sholom ba'olam. Before him, in ikvus of the Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, they also won't have sholom. So it's not whatever asked in the Vayoyim, Parshas Vayechi. What's that? What does that come in the picture? says Pashat. Yoitzer refers to Zvulun. Smach Zvulun, Bitsay Sechem. Vilabo refers to Yisachar Balechem. Before Mashiach comes, Vayiga Bekaf Yerechoy, Kidu and Desire, Betamchim Deraisa, in the Ikvaz of the Mashiach, which refers to before the, whatever, not only will the Sitra Acher be Mekathik at Tabir Chachomim, but Afilu Machzik Etair will go down the drain. And be ikir ki yudu, it said in Zohar HaKodesh, that after the Chet HaYudua, the Eibishter cuts us the raglay of the Nochosh of the Samachmem. But when a Yid is not Machzik Torah, then he's giving back the feet and the Shoikim, the thighs, to the Nochosh HaKadmoni, which is Sitrach. So you see that the whole Milchama in the world against Machzik Torah. And that's one of the ikir nisyonis bidayrein. So that's pshat that a person has to know. You're not the koyach of Torah. I'll give you an example. You remember way back when, Parshas Vayechi, that the Yankov Avinu calls Yosef to bring his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh. Right? Hello? And he wants, and Yosef HaTzadik wants Yankov to put his right hand on Manasseh. He's the Bechor. Instead, Yankov puts his right, Sikil Yodov, he puts his right hand on Ephraim and his left hand on Menashe. Vayera, he felt very, very bad. Why said the Samurai? Because who is the Mashbir Bor Lecholoritz? Yosef HaTzadik. He's the, gave a Shefa. And the Chura is Yankov is Maktin the Maila of Machzik Etayra. To which Yankov, you know, answers, Yodati B'ni Yodati. Menashe will be great. By the way, Menashe says the Emrinoyim is Gimachia. Anyone alive here? Which is Gematria, take a guess. Pandoso. Right? Why is he called Menashe? Kinoshani Elekim is Kolamoli. He's sitting in his fine smoking jacket, smoking a cigar on his fancy thing. I'll forget by it. He forgot all about his Amelus. Ephraim is called Ki Ephriani Beretz Onyi, Ehorv Mitechatrak, trying to keep himself, body and soul together. So he says, I understand that you need a Menashe to be who's Oisik in Yonim of Olam, right? Aber who gives the koyach in Menashe that also comes from a friend? That's the Tachlus Abriya. You take need a Shutfis, or you need both. We'll soon see a Hechad Vara Megim. Therefore, the pasuk says, "In Balayz Ganeiris Yiruas Hashem Kedoshav Kain Machsel Reyu." You think you'll be involved, Haggit of Chos Aaron, in kindling the menorah in Chachmas Tateira? You won't lose anything. Fakert, the menorah will have Ashba on the Shulchan. And okay, whatever. But you look in Sefurno. Somebody did Gzach. What's it? Amul Pnei HaMenorah. There's three candles on the right, three candles on the left, which represent the Maimin and Masmi'ilim, the Yisachars and the Zvuluns of the world, as long as the Shem Shemayim, by the way, Atzeres, I forgot to tell you, 760, is Gimachi L'Shem Shemayim, right? As long as everyone is working in concerted effort, whatever the Eibishter Hashkacha Pratis put up, whatever position the person is in, but he's working L'Shem Shemayim and Yisachar and the Zvulun are our hands, then you bring, and therefore at the Sforna says, that's why by Matan Torah it says, Vayanu Kola'am Yachtav, only together, we'll call Yisrael together, could you say Nasev and Ishmael? Now I understand what the Medrash says, that's Pshat and Pasuk, Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzidkoi. By the way, Rashi Teva says the Chikav Adayin, Hashem Chofetz Laman Tzidkoi is Rashi Tevis. 1, 4, 8, which is Gimatria Kemach. Through that is Yagdol Teiru V'yad. Therefore, Rashi Tevis, Pnei HaMenayri Ir Shivat, is also Gimatria 395 Pernasa, etc., etc., etc. Which is connected to Truah, which is again Gimatria, Chachma, Isha, Vekovid, right? That's the Shlach, Lach, Mahapane, Amayim, etc., etc. Okay, fine and dandy. The two Akdomas. Number one, remember, Sivan is the month of twins, the month of the Shutfis of Yisachar and Zvulun. Alderach, the Parsha, deals with the Menorah, is mayor on the Yishabras, what do they call it in English? The symbiotic relationship between the Menorah and the Shulchan, between the Yisachars of the world and the Zvulans of the world. And the Emes, you need both. And the one is not part of the other. The Ushrafer once said in Ber Moshe, there's a din in Halacha, that Dover Hamaimid afilu be'elef le'bot. An Isser, which is Dover Hamaimid, is, since the Gemara says, Meruba mida toiva, a person who's Maimid, the Moshe, is has a ganzach shivas, what you call in English, he punches above his weight. He's a dover amaymir in kedusha. Nervos. Which is greater, the Yisachars or the Zvuls? I don't want to be offensive or political. I'm neutral. I can objectively try to understand this issue, right? So the emes is the chur, the kufya. You find stiras all over the place. First of all, it's a stira between a gemara in Sanhedrin daf tzaddik tes and a gemara in Baba Basra daf tes. Whether godel hamaasa yoyser mina oisa or hamaasa is ma'al of a kasuf kivos. That b'chalda is a ribi mafarsha starting with the prishin or that. We could talk about it 100 different ifan. That's one problem. But other places, numerous makairis where it speaks about the zvulun, will be in Gan Eden, b'tzela chokma, b'tzela kesef, he will be on the same level as the zvul. And this brought out, I'm not going to today's forum, melaktim, their entire forum on the subject of Yisachar and Zvulun, called Yisachar and Zvulun, or Smach Zvulun, or the Sefer Terasa Yegechei the Gimel. Everyone who ever said anything, they're melaktim. You don't got to be a genius to work it out. So there's numerous makairis in Chazal who are mashvi Yisachar and Zvulun. Right? And the problem is, there's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Zayin, also Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Hello? The problem is, as, what's in the Menuchas Shalom? I'm talking about Rabbi Sofer, the Einikel of the Kavachai, Nishalayim, Kana Goinim. It's all the same, either Rabbi Yochanan, or Chibar Abba, who is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. My morim that a mashva zvul and yisachar are the same. If I get in Zoyer, it says say by birchas yankiv, say by birchas meisha. Who comes first? First comes zvul, right? And elsewhere, the Gemara says in Daf Yudayin and Brachas on Rabbi Yochanan that all of the yudim of the neviim lasid lavoi that said to a person masiya bitoy le tamid chacham or the han le tamid chacham in the chosov ibchul ibchul. Who's greater? Tamil Chacham. Fechein are rabbis. There's a ribui stiris in Divrei Chazal who is greater. Okay? I mean, on one hand, I said before Shavuos, remember, just in passing at the end, I threw in a line that the Sofer, the Satmar Rebbe, many say that it's much easier on one hand for the Zvulun to give L'Shem Shemayim than it is for the Yisachar to learn L'Shem Shemayim. And that's what the Gemara says in Brachas, that Godel Haftacha that was given to women more than the husbands, because whether the husband is learning in Kodol L'Shem Shemayim Vesiklish, or the wife is selfless, she's Zichru, harloving children, and she's waiting on her husband, Zichru L'Shem Shemayim. And we discussed the whole machloikis that the Chida brings in numerous forum. What happens if you remember the story, hello? Anyone remember what I was talking about before Shavuos? If Zvulun is giving money, he's machzik teira, l'shem shamayim, and l'achra me'ev asim shana, right? He's in his galva, that is Yisachar, and we said there's a mamish machloikis tiris all over the place. There's a mamish poskim deal with the child, and tshuvitz, et cetera, et cetera. Mamish big machloikis. So I want to discuss this issue a bit with you. Let me be hectic. I'll tell you a story. It's a mamash an awesome story, which Reb Chaim Kaufman brings in his Sefer Mishra Shem and Chelik Dal. Mamash a muri diga meisen. He doesn't know pshat. No one knows. I don't know pshat in the story either. I'll try to surmise if it's acceptable. Fine. So Luchurik, I ask you a question. Common sense. Can you buy or sell mitzvahs or aveiros? What does logic tell you? Huh? Ooh, okay. Beforehand or afterwards? A fine horror, right? Aber, you know too much. A simple guy, I open up a Rav Haigon, quoted by Richus, right? That it's totally absurd, bizarre, illogical to say that you could buy or sell mitzvahs. A diamond you could buy, real estate you could buy. How can you buy or sell a mitzvah? Not before and not after. Right? Yeah, forget others teach. Forget whom? Somebody teaches them. The Brit Al Ghazi. Eishes Chayil, which was a territory of medium, so how could you get it? Verochim and Diyamil. It's not like premium, like pearls you could buy. Botach Bolei Bailo, right? The Talmud Chacham, who Horev is in Taira, Vishalo Leyechsar. Even if he has to come on to the Zvulun, this is a machlokes we'll discuss in a moment, Zozach Nishva, he loses nothing by having someone as Zvulun as Machsim. Is that it, right? The person who's going Mulchesen and is a master of Mulchachem, that's chus with the Beistein in this world and not alone. No type. But it's not something, it's not a tangible object, like a Gashmistic object you could sell. That's the Pashas. So everyone, keep in the back of your brain cells that everyone asks the stira between Rav Haigun and the 100 right. I'm just like giving you a say a mazlik, as they say in French. There's a whole of Haigon with hundreds of poskim and sources to prove him right. Haigon, what Rabbi Halpern is talking about, the Ramo brings Rabbi Yeruchim, it makes a chiluk before the Gemara and Saita, as you know, before you can make a deal, Yisachar and Zvulun relationship, you can be Machzik Torah, right? As per Shimon Achi Azaria and whatever, yeah, various sources. Or Hill Vishavno, that Hill sat there on the piles of snow. He couldn't afford the 3 trepkin, whatever it is, to get into the Smedrish. His brother's a Gvir Adir sitting there, also here at Bolsor. Lacher Maisi, Sur is a Chahil, okay, I'll buy you out. And, you know. So on this, though, the Baskel comes down and says, too late, you missed the boat. So the chilek is before you could make it. I didn't shulchan aruch in your day. The Rambam brings it to Ben Yeruchim. Before I could make a deal with Talmud Chacham, and I'm chalvik imoy, but afterwards I can't. Afterwards it's too late. I have to go on and say it. So l'churid, there's a contradiction between Rav Haigon and Rabbi Yeruchim, which is the source of the Rambam Halacha. So to understand this stira, let me just tell you this maisa that Rav Chaim Kaufman the Chazal Baruch Hu brings. Mohiritika maisa, which is tzoruch iun like wow. So heard it from a person who, Rabbi Avram Kalmanovich, who was the founder of the Mir Yeshiva in America, in Flatbush. He originally was the Rav in Tikti. He was very close to the Chafetz Chaim. So Kiyudua, the Chafetz Chaim, was very also in the Vad HaYeshivas, which was an organization to support the Machzik Torah in Litton. So the Chafetz Chaim, Isaac Nosei, was mufli, like 90 years old at the time. He schlepped to Vilna to be Isaac in. And Avram Kalmanovich, who was much younger, was like Meshamish him, taking care of him, comes to him in the night, a person, a more simple person. Unlike what you read in art school history, things weren't so rosy in those days. A lot of people were not very, very far from Yerushalayim. And he comes to him and he says, Rebbe Hatzileini, my wife is Machshel Ledes and this Poshes Skonos Nefoshes. And he went to the Holy Chafetz Chaim to get a broch. So the Chafetz Chaim said, give Tzedakah, right? And Tzedakah has all these properties that Tzedakah is marab. Fine. He gave a very handsome donation to the Vatican. Yeshiva is good. A few hours later, Vaiter, the guy, is there at 2 a.m., 2 hours after Chatzos. And the Chafetz Chaim is on his bed, and the guy comes in sobbing, Rebbe, Mamish, they say it's ot, she's like 1 foot in the grave, he's like, Mamish, about to lose her life, my wife, do something. Chafetz Chaim got up and said, hey, there are 3 things that women, the Mishnah. So, Challah, you've already given stock, that's connected. That's an asinim. Nida, stam of zamor is a shoyk. You don't know exactly what's happening. But what was herzich by dir and shmir shabbos? What's doing by you shmir shabbos? So listen, I know very, very little. I'm a fin zamor is like in the olden days. He says, whatever I know, I keep. He says, and if you find like a stain on your garment, could you wipe it away? So I never knew that's any problem. He says, be makabel on yourself, mikanal habo'ak upon him, to learn and to... Okay, fine. But the Chofetz Chaim says, this matzav, it's not enough. Just to makabel, mikanal habo'ak, so he turned, the Chofetz Chaim turned to Rav Ram Kalmanov, which was the Rav in Tiktin at the time, and he says, you have a givaldi reschus of Shmir Shabbos. Because a few months before, the Chofetz Chaim sent Rav Ram Kalmanovich to go to the city of Lida, and there was a big pirtza in Shmir Shabbos, and he went to the Darshan, that he made Pu'ulis, and they rallied around the troops, and they stopped the Shtachil Shabbos Befhesya in Liv. You have a gewaldiges chus of Shmir Shabbos. I want you to make a kinyan with me that you're matna the schus of you mazaki yidin in Shemira Shabbos to give it over to this yidina who's matcha lives. So the Chavetz Chaim, why can't the Chavetz Chaim give Shemira Shabbos? You need a young person, mole, whatever, he has to give his. So he saw Adrish Kambreira, so he made a kinyan with the Chavetz Chaim, and a few hours later, the fellow comes in, and Vasar Tuy, Baruch Hashem, him Lita Zachar, everyone is, mother and baby are fine. So Ron Kamenovich, after he just witnessed the story, he felt very like, stressful, because his own wife was very, very ill. And he said, I've given away, my own wife is, on a bed, right? And I've given away this Schar Shmir Shabbos to some stranger. So he went to Reb Chaim Oizer and he told him the whole story. What's to Achetz? I've given away my schus of Shmir Shabbos, Mazaka Salab, and Machs Gval. So Reb Chaim Oizer laughed. And he said, don't understand, you tackle lost your Shmir Shabbos, because you gave it away to another person. Schus of Shmir Shabbos, you gave it away to another person. But you fulfilled the mitzvah Mekayim Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael. So in that schus, your wife will get better. He said, from that I have no problem, said Reb Chaim Oizer. Was Badrit Mir is we're living in the same generation, we're contemporaries of the Chavetz Chaim, and look at the difference between him and the rest of us. We're just ordinary mortals walking the face of earth. At Kana Maisa. Hello, can anyone understand this, Maisa? Hello? Yes, Maisa. How, according to Rav Haigon, how could give away? According to Yeruchim, it's after Lachar Amayza. How do you give away the schus of Shemir Shabbos? Can anyone explain this to me? Wakey, wakey. You understand my question? Okay, let me just be matim. What? The famous Hakira in Sforn. Again, all the Heintegel Likutim have like Marocha Mul Marocha, dozens of pages on the subject. When Yisachar. When Zvul is supporting Yisachar, what does he get schar for? How does he get schar? For doing what? Is Yisachar now acting as a shliach? I'm a lazy guy. I have geld on Ashir. I have more dollars than cents, as we say. I'll write you a check. Go learn from me. Hello? How does that work exactly? Can I say, you know what, I'm also lazy in the morning to get up at 7 o'clock, too much of me? Go put on tefillin for me, sit in the sukkah for me. So every school child knew like the grasshopper, learn to taste the the famous sauce. You can't have shlichas by a din, by a mitzvah, which is why mitzvah shebegufi. I can tell you, build a sukkah for me, be mafresh truma for me, but I can't, if you sit in the sukkah, how in the world does a person, the zvulun, get Yisachar to learn Torah from? What's going on here? So in this is famous answer of the famous tshuva in Igros Moshe, Chilik Dalet, Torah Moshe Salavetchi, where Moshe says, there's numerous sources to back this up, that a person is not only b'chuyif to learn Torah, a person is b'chuyif to teach Torah, and a person is b'chuyif to be machzik Torah. You can't be yoytzeh the chivis gavra of learning Torah by another guy. But the mitzvah to be machzik hagdol Torah lahadira in velt, that you could. That's number one. Then there's another kvetch. There's two ways generally to learn. I'm giving you bekitzer. One is that you're the gedder of shutfus, or it's a gedder of mechir. Hello, you with me? What is the nafkamina between the two? Whatever. If Yisachar and Zvulun make a relationship, they have a tonight, right? He's going to learn whatever. Yeah? Does Yisachar lose on the deal? How do you learn Pshat? You sure? I don't know why anyone's sure about anything in this world. Right? Like, if you have 100 paskim who hold, you're giving away. You know what the Lashon HaRamo and the Shach, the simple reading of the text in Yerdeya is, that they make it tonight, that Yachloiku, the original one was, Yisvulun gives away half of his profits, and Yisachar gives away half of his Eilam Haba. Yisachar is like learning half a day and working half a day. So what's the maila of a Yisachar's Zvulun relationship? So the Rashi explains very simple. A yid is mechuyev to learn kol ha-teruku. Right? B'chal, there's two mitzvahs in the Torah. Mitzvah of learning Torah, v'gisa b'yom v'layla. And I explained many times at length here, that the Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Hilchos HaTorah, Barichus Niflo, There's a mitzvah of yidiya sater. Rishinantam levanecho, shiyudiv reiterim chudodim beficha. A yid has to be boki in kol ha-teira kula. Sayin kamos. I mean, a yid has to learn minimum bavli, yushalmi, tur, shulchan aruch, rambam, whatever, you know. Right? And all midrashi chazal. Right? And then achut, there's a, just like there's a bittul teira, but kamos, there's a bittul teira be'echus. You have to learn depth and pshat everywhere. Right? When I speak to ignorant people, I don't know, he's a rabbi, and he's a rabbi, like, if I try to explain to simple people, to paskin, I'm kach megublani from great people, to paskin a shayla, like a real, like a new shayla comes up. You cannot begin to paskin a shayla unless you have bavli, you shout, kol atay rekula, munuch on your fingertips, when it's a recall. Right? You can do it many stories. How do you produce such a person who saiba echos, saiba kamos, has kol atayra without forgetting anything? It's very hard for one person to have kol atayra kula qualitatively, quantitatively, at his fingertips with instant recall, and at the same time have daigas aparnos on his head. You gotta be a tarambam, something like that. So therefore, Klal Yisrael made an agreement. Some Yidin will be the Zvulun people. Some people will be the Yisachar people. And Zvulun will help Yisachar to be masters in Yisachar, from him, Tokol HaTorah will be Yisachar. So therefore, Zvulun is getting a chelek in the Baruch HaShem Yochim, as Divrei HaTorah Zoyis, that there will be people in Kol Yisrael who will know Kol HaTorah. You got my... That's Achrayas and Arevus for Kol Yisrael. So it becomes a gedder of what? Veshutfus. For this, the Lashon HaRamot, the Shach, etc., you have to have a Tanai Koidim L'mais. What happens if a person doesn't have a Tanai Koidim L'mais? I'm just giving you some basic information here. What if you don't have a Tanai Koidim L'mais? You finished a month, you made Gevaldige profits this month, you sold a few, I don't know, factories, right? And now you go and you support 50,000 Koidim all over Israel. Hello? Why is that different than L'chatchila entering Yisachar Zvulun relationship? Hello? I want to be daiked out the Rebbe's Lashon is Mamash Azoy in Shulchan Aruch Rav and Perek Gimel. But all the Mefarshim say, the difference is Azoy. It's a Chum Sofer. The Kitzur Nimritz. Chum Sofer says, what is the difference? The Chazal say that the Sandik becomes like a Moil. If you Messayeya to a Mitzvah, it's a Kavach Chomer. If Rebbe Kiva says in Makkas, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Shloish Eidim, Ma'ala Nitzvah Lo Yisei Aveira, Nitzvah Lo Yisei Aveira, HaNitzvah Lo Yisei Mitzvah. So a person is Messiah in a mitzvah, he gets the schar as if, but didn't do halacha. Zeina yochel, zeina yochel, right? They're both chayiv. I was say maru mida teiva. They both have a chaylik in the mitzvah. So first of all, that's before. I think many riots this year. Yeah, hello. So asked by you. Yeah. Why is that? So not only the moyel actually performs the mitzvah of milah, but the sandik who holds, who facilitates the bris, who helps in the bris, also has the schar of like a moyel. Good. So what about the guy who manufactured the sakin for the milah? There wouldn't be the knife; you couldn't cut. No. Why doesn't he have the schar in the mitzvah? He's also a nitzvah lo yisim mitzvah. Hello. The Klotkash, right? So the Sofer says the Yisod, when do you, when you're mechalek, shove, b'shove, in the schar, when the person is misayeya, b'shas, the mitzvah gufa. Not that you have a factory and you make knives. Hello? The sandik and the moyel are, but you say, sure, mash enkin the guy. Okay. Oy bazoi, that is the highest, the three milas, I'm not trying to go elaborate, in Hachzokas HaTorah. The highest is the Shutfus, Yisachar and Zvulun. Whereas the Kumt Uyis, it's not that Zvulun supports Torah Asher Alki. Kumt Uyis, when Zvulun is working, since he's working and he has a Tanai Koidim Lamaisa, he's working as if he's doing, as if he's learning. He's working Al Menas to be able to support. Therefore, his working is like a Shtikal Limud HaTorah. Then there's afterwards a lower type where it's not you're working as you're working, but you're machzik teira, which also is a gewaldige mile in itself. And if I had the time, I'd go through the midrashim, which these three dargas are three different psukim. Okay. But the shayla is this a shutfus or a mechir? Is it selling? Okay. So to cut a long story short, to answer the what seems to be a machlokes Rav Haigon and Rav Ben Yeruchim. Dein Weiss brings him in Chaz Yitzchok im Rebino, the Rav Kalish, Meir Arabach. Very deep in Rebino. It's very deep in Rebino. There's two types of schar b'chal in the world. There's a schar, the schar seguli, and a schar seguli, and a schar. No. And a schar seguli, and a schar gemuli. Anyone got my? No. Okay, let me try to explain. Whenever a person does a mitzvah, let's take a totally different angle. When a person does a mitzvah, there's be'emes two in yonim in every mitzvah. Every mitzvah, ramach evorim, or ramach pikudin de malko, every mitzvah subliminates, elevates, refines an aver of the person. And every mitzvah has its specific in yonim. Which aver, which part of the body, which part of the person's personality this mitzvah elevates. And one mitzvah is not bedoyim to another mitzvah. This is what he calls the sar sguli. This is the Meir Arba. Brings it be safe from this form. Right? On the other hand, there's a common denominator, which is common to all mitzvahs, and that this is the Ratzon Hashem. Look, I'll give you a simple example. In the Pirkei Avos you read, that a person should be zohir bikala ubachamura she'ena to yedei amat mischor until mitzvahs. So, is there a difference between kalas and chamuras? If there's no difference, if they're all equal, so why is one called kalas and one called chamuras? By averus, are there averus kalas and averus chamuras? Of course, one's a chiyuv skil and the other is a loisus. What is the chilik in the chumer haveru or the godless hamitzvah? Mitzad the school of protis of that mitzvah. Because every mitzvah affects a person differently, has a different reverberations l'mayu. Oh, but there's a common denominator in every mitzvah, and every mitzvah is a kiyum of Ratzon Abayru. And every Aveira is a merid in Malchus Yisborg. Yes? What Rav Haigon said that you can't transfer is the specific inyonim in this particular mitzvah. Over the Indian Hagimul to be Mekayim, the Ratzon Abayra, that is how one wants to, in that you can pass on to another person. I'll give you a simple example. The Chacham Rebbe says, Koch Salem, the Parash Vayechi on this Indian. I'll give you a simple example. We said before, there's two Gedorim in every mitzvah. There's the mitzvah of Hagisu by learning, and there's the mitzvah of Yediyah Sater. So Lomer Zogen, Zvulun gives money to Yisachar. Okay? Afilu naniach, that Zvulun is a Messiah and whatever, and he facilitates it in Dovra Maimid, and Yitzvul is a Mitzvah. Zvulun, Ramosha says clearly, the Mail of Yisachar and Zvulun is only when Yisachar couldn't learn without us. Okay? And he gets a full schar of the Mitzvah of learning, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah itself. Would anyone ever claim that Zvulun gets the Maila of Yediyah Satir? Hello? Could I now ask Zvulun Shailus? Well, Chazal say this Zvulun Yisachar Ashava Bishava. Can I ask Zvulun? So in every mitzvah of learning, there's the Kiyum Ratzon Abayra. But there's also that what the Torah does, where a Moshe will call a Maizim, and it becomes a Mayan HaMizgaber, the Nanimage, which is a Shia. The Moshe. The Gvir is sitting there in his slippers and his Chalakl, right? Smoking a pipe, right? And he writes a nice check with a few zeros. Gvaldik! And he's Mekayim 5 Yisachars in the world. Gvaldik! Yeah? Zol Zain, I could say that in Lemaila and Olam Haba, they'll be together. They'll be on the same Mizrachvant. Zol Zain. Not only that, what the Satmar Rebbe deals with, what happens if a guy in Brooklyn is supporting a Moise in Eretz Yisrael? Shat is a simple shayla. The Torah of Eretz Yisrael goes flying to Brooklyn, or the guy in Brooklyn gets the schar of Limud HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael? How do you learn Pshat? Both? No. When the Zvulun gets schar, shove b'shove, he gets the schar with what? Avila de Eretz Yisrael Torah. Eretz Yisrael Dika Torah. Okay, when the Gemara says in Tzoyta that Torah is magna umatzel, it protects the person from the Eitz Hara. Right? So the Sforim say that affects the Zvulun also. Zvulun also will have protection because he is what? A Zvulun. I want to ask you the next Klotz Kasha. The maila of a person learning Torah mitoch hadchak. It's 2 o'clock in the morning and he's putting his feet in the cold water to go for the next hour. And Zvulun has a chelik in his Torah, 50-50. Will Zvulun get the maila of Lui mitoch? No. That l'chuli amur. But the mailis benefesh, that's what Rebbe says, of the Yediyas Hashem, the Dveikus Hashem, that you certainly, that you don't get. So the maila, the specific, I don't know what the word is, sublimination, elevation that Torah gives to a person, Zvulun won't get al kaponim in this world. There are mekudos which say in Olam Haba, Kibzal Achach, Kibzal Kasef, if the guy's an Amor, Finster Amoritz, in Olam Haba, he will sit there and they'll teach him all Torah. Once he learns Torah there, then the, I would imagine the elevation, the Yerushalayim, the Avot, whatever comes from Limanat Torah, the Maramosi, the Megalosi, the Mayanam Zgaber, will happen to the Zvulun also. So Ibazoi, at the end of the day, right, Zvulun and Yisachar will be equal. Hello? What? The Zvulun has to, the Chusayfer says, the Tantach Chusayfer Pasha told us, that Yankov Esav was supposed to be Yisachar and Zvulun, as you know. Chusayfer is the Barichas. Which is on the right side, which is on the left side, the Menorah or the... The Chusayfer says, it depends which way you're coming in. There's sometimes the Maila in the Yisachar, there's sometimes a maila in the Zvulun. There's mailas in each. Vis-a-vis the Lishmai said there's a maila in Zvulun. Vis-a-vis the edification, the elevation, that it changes, a person becomes a Kaloshna Dagdom of the Tzos, that it becomes a Shtikl Chlaf, on which to say, that already is only to people who learn. It doesn't come from writing a check. Right? Even the Zvulun will reach that Madri. Right? So it could be mitzad, the common denominator, what the Imri Bina calls the Scharag Muli. I could maybe understand the Maisach of Tzchayim asking Baron Kalmanovich to give that Schar over to the person. But not the Schar itself of the actual mitzvah per se. V'yesh laharech. Just let me finish up with the story. I said the story of Shavuos. That was one of my favorite stories. I said it here also in the past. Mary Dika Maisach. Rabbi Aaron Cutler in Lakewood, was once when he started Lakewood, he was telling Yungalite about the Maila of a Zvulun who's machzik teir. So we told the story that when Chaim Volozhin started the Volozhin Yeshiva, which is the Ema Yeshiva in Lita, so there was a Gvir who was Nebuch, didn't have children, had a lot of money, a fine person, a benefactor, a philanthropist, and he agreed to give a chelik ari from the budget he paid for. Mamsha Givaldig Zvulun. Oh, Mamsha Golden Heart. Akitza, but the condition was that after Lachar Mesm Shon, he doesn't have Zara Shal Kayoma, Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Chaim Volozhin, his master. Eventually, he went the way of all flesh. Shavachayim v'cholchay. Chaim Volozhiner went to his town. He was maspidim as Chaim Volozhiner. It was your side this today, no? Yeah. Yesterday? When was Chaim Volozhiner? It was your side this time of the year. Yeah, Shidalot Tzivin. Chaim Volozhiner, your side. Anyway, he writes a barichos about the mailas of whatever. There's a whole story about Chaim Volozhiner. About yourself and his little brother. Anyway, Akitra Masa. So and then he went back to Volozhin, and he was sitting in his room, and he was horrifying over a shverim mishnah, some asugi or whatever, and he couldn't make heads or tails. As much as he tried to say pshat, there was steer it, he couldn't. He fell asleep on the sefer, and the nifter came to him in a cholim in a chazin laila, and he told, he's dressed in white, shining, radiant, luminous, and he told him pshat. Said, this is the way they learn pshat here in Gan Eden Elyon, very high. So he tells you, you were just nifter. Usually a person passes away. You go through the dry cleaners first, right? Here, mamish, ain't svei dryer, and mamish, and ginzeim, and ruimim, and blah, blah, blah. So that is the mile of a zvul. So Rabbi Kotler told over the story to teach people the mile of a person's luim mitteira, machzik teira, givalt, ein l'shire, his mile. So afterwards, one of the, you can imagine America, 1940, whatever, right? One of the Ingolites in the koil said, Rebbe, so why, my mother wanted me to be a brain surgeon, a lawyer, a doctor, right? And I'm sitting here in Lakewood, killing myself while I'm Michiel Alcocola. I have no parnoso. If only I would have become a gvir like my mother wanted to do, I could be writing checks. I could also have reached this, you know, this madrega. So Rabbi Kotler says, Shoytein, Yitaka would have had a zagivaldige gan Eden, a lichte gan Eden. Aber vossem mit oilem hause. It's This is a story that I know from way back when. This year, preparing for Shavuos, I saw Bnei Yisachar and Chayyim Yisivin. Papa, he says, "Smach Zvolunyeh." When? When you leave the world. When you leave the world, you'll be B'tzel HaChochem, B'tzel HaKesef, next to Yisachar. They'll teach you all that you missed out. Every, right? Or B'tzel. Or by Yisachar, by Lecha, in this world, you have the Gishmak and the personality to be a Yisachar. And that's why everybody has to be both a Yisachar. But all of us also have to be Psy Yisachar, Psy Zvulun. And when you have the twins, then you're Takam Mekabel Teirah. Show me, back New York. Still standing.